Adelaide tech guy Richard Pascoe. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Anthony. Morning, Lockie. Morning to all listeners. Always good, I think.
Yeah, you're looking well.
Yeah. Thanks for that. It's hard to tell when you've got a mask on, but yeah.
Now, what's all this creating a legacy contact in case you die? Well, not in case you die. We're all going to die, sadly.
Exactly right. So Apple are bringing out in iOS 15.2, which will be out, I'm going to say, any week now. What you may have to do is go along and say, you know, I could go along and say, well, you know, Anthony will be my legacy contact. If I die, I'm there as well. Then Anthony will be able to go along, provide a copy of my death certificate. He will have an access key on there, which will be a set of numbers. So be able to access all my Apple ID accounts. So any photos, videos, notes, documents, other personal information can all be accessed by your legacy contact on there as well. It's a really good thing to go along and do this because, you know, if something does happen to you unexpectedly and your relatives want to get something off your phone, great way to go along and do it because I get those calls probably 4 or 5 times a year where somebody's died, they can't get into a phone. And, you know, I've got to say on Google as well, you know, you really should create something inside your Google account, which is quite there for it to go along and see what parts of Google your relatives can access if something was to happen to you.
All right, we're coming up to Christmas and we're starting to think about prezzies for this person, that person. What about if we want to get some tech, but we know nothing about it? What do we do?
And we're going to talk a lot about presents in the next couple of weeks as well. So there are lots of products out there to choose from, and it's always difficult on there as well. So if you want to buy something for a smartphone, a tablet or a gaming console, got to say, if you good luck to you finding a PS5, they're an even shorter supply now as well. And you don't know where to start, I'll give you a couple of quick tips. Ask that person what they need it for. Don't buy them something they don't need, especially in tech. You know, somebody said to me, we're going to get you, you know, what sort of gimbal would you like? I don't need another gimbal because I've already got 3 of them. So, you know your brands on the table. If you're going to buy something for, let's say, for an Apple user and you're looking at Android things, it's not going to work on there as well. So know your brands. Price is a bit all over the place sometimes as well. Sets of AirPods, they can start at like $30 all the way up to $300 on there as well. So sometimes not getting the cheapest one is not the greatest thing to do. Check all the reviews out there as well. And I'm talking genuine reviews, not reviews from advertisers on there. And finally, ask for help from a techie, but with a grain of salt. If you know another tech person to buy for another tech person on there, just make sure that you ask them the right questions on there. Because if they're, let's say they're all Windows and your person's all Apple, they're probably not going to give you the best advice.
They're going to have to do that, unwrap the present and go, oh, thanks. It's just what I've always wanted.
Yeah, so no one ever. So, yeah.
What's a gimbal?
A gimbal is a handheld thing that you strap your phone to so that you can video things without your hand shaking and everything. That's the easiest way.
You know those ones, Anthony, that the younger crew next door used to make videos in the office?
Yeah.
That's a gimbal.
Right.
The younger crew.
So you've got a couple of gimbals, have you?
Yeah, I've got a couple of gimbals. Yeah.
I just love saying the word gimbal. Yeah.
Gimbal, exactly. Oh, it's a great word.
Gimbal Pasco. This is some interesting news from Portugal, Lockie.
Yeah.
Bosses can't email you, call or text after hours.
I thought it was odd, Anthony, you were getting your immigration papers sorted for Portugal.
And do you reckon that would go down well here?
Well, I mean, how's our boss going to get home from the Mallyfair when he's had a few?
Exactly right. A big cheerio to your boss. Well, he's a nice bloke, I bet he. So Portuguese Parliament has passed legislation which actually makes illegal for employers to call, text or email their employees after hours. The law states that employers must respect the privacy of the worker outside of agreed upon working hours. And if they break it, serious fines could happen as well. So, you know, this follows on from France, which gave employees the right to ignore work emails outside of business hours back in 2017. That law established that employees, the right to disconnect, and with companies with over 50 employees, must set hours where staff should not send or answer emails. Obviously, everybody in Portugal and France has got nothing to do with radio at all, have they?
No.
Well, no, but...
It's usually a ride home from the Mallyfair.
Yeah. I'm not sure. What happens when the station in Portugal goes off air?
Yeah, well,
do they
true.
Ring the techie or do they just let it staff air overnight? I don't
they
know.
They just let it staff air in Portugal. Good heavens.
They just let Smash Mouth roll on the backup tape for 12 hours straight.
Hey, good luck to them, though. Richard, and I think in all seriousness, we're probably going to see more of this to come in the next bit of time.
So do I. I think there are a few countries will adopt it, but I can't see it coming here.
Would you be getting a text from your boss and then pursuing legal? Like, it's going to make it pretty awkward around the office.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah, you'd be the first one fired out the door, really. Yeah. You would.
Well, how about this for a system in Australia? You can send a message out of hours, but if the person responds to it, it's a minimum of a $300 respond to text fee. That would stop bosses doing it.
Yeah, there we go.
And if you did reply, you'd make a bit of money by just texting back on the couch.
Mm. Can this law be moved to co-workers? Because, geez, Lockie bombards me sometimes.
I could see that joke coming a mile away. But, yeah.
We just put it across the board. All right, adelaidetechguy.com.au for more details. Richard Pascoe, have a fantastic week. We'll check in with you next Wednesday, yeah?
Look forward to it.